if this is your first time listening to this podcast, please believe that I really don't low-key snap like this all the time. I am just fed up of the illusion of the status competition, the ego, and people being made to feel insecure because they're not on a certain level when we actually don't know what level anybody is until we have certain legitimate documents in front of us. The scoreboard is invisible in this game. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the podcast episode. What's up, basketball trainers? It's Finance Friday. This is a really quick episode. It will be a very quick episode. What I feel on my heart and mind to talk about is something that a lot of basketball trainers, we don't talk about. People don't talk about in general because finances are a very vulnerable topic. They really, really are. And it's easy for anybody to showboat. It's easy for anybody to talk about a big game, about how much money they spend on something, about how much money they make, about a lot of topics, but it's not really real until you see their score sheet. It's not real until you see their stat line. Anybody can talk a big game about how well they're doing until you see their profit and loss. You see their balance statement. You see how much debt they actually have in credit cards, cars, business debt. You see their bank cards actually get declined. You see that they can't pay you back in a month, 2 months, a year, or during the time frame that they committed to. And this is not me throwing shade at anybody. It's me really coming at a certain group of people who make it seem like something's going on, but it actually isn't. And it's also something being spoken to others who have heard that you can't make a lot of money in this space. I mean, that's a lie. Like, if you, it depends on what you think a lot of money is. Like, maybe you're not going to earn personal salary, $200,000 a year as a basketball trainer. If you are, my God, like, please, let's talk. But really, you can set it up to where the relative income, meaning the money that you make based on the time that you work, is just as high, if not higher, than a lot of other people in this world, in this nation. And you can fix your finances to where you spend nothing except, you know, money on the rent and gas to get to where you need to go, maybe some basketballs. Other than that, you're going to need some software, but you can optimize this to where you have very little expenses and you make a good bit of money, you know, and you can pay yourself 60% of what you make rather than 20%, 10%, whatever that number is. So there's encouragement that you can make a really good amount of money here, relatively speaking, based on the hours that you work, because you're working from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. when kids are out of school. And if you have some other training sessions with pros and homeschool kids, you can optimize it to where you don't spend very much money and you make a good amount, a really good salary. At the same time, it's all cap until you see somebody's profit and loss statement, or you just take their word for it. So the dirty truth here is, yeah, somebody might have a gym, but you don't know how much they're sweating to pay their rent. You don't know that they're having to pay $15 per square foot for 10,000 square feet, and they have to put a court down, and they have to pay for heating and air, and they have to pay for electrical, and they have to, oh my gosh, man, it gets so expensive. And if you don't have a great demographic or a great socioeconomic status around you, then stuff like this can be very stressful. So this episode, I'm not sure if it's encouragement, I'm not sure if it's throwing salt at somebody, throwing rocks at somebody, but what it's really meant for is, honestly, there's a lot of flexibility here, and you can't have that flexibility if you don't have, not just QuickBooks, but if you don't have financial statements and you don't know how to read your finances and you don't have that stuff set up, then it's hard to even see what's possible. And this is my plea. I've been posting on Instagram about an interview of my bookkeeper and myself talking because my bookkeeper saved my business legitimately because I didn't know what our financial health was. So all this being said, get a bookkeeper, get QuickBooks, listen to our podcast interview if you need help with the finances, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.